Hey everyone, this is Tim Harris. I'm the pastor of Woodburn Baptist Church, and this is our weekly podcast. Hope it encourages you. Hope it makes you want to be closer to Jesus and more like Him. Hope you enjoy this sermon. And if you want to know more about us, find us online at woodburnbaptist.org. Open your Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 28. Before I say anything else, let me just, for the good of the family, let you know that Brian Gatlin's mother died, and they're burying her this afternoon, so pray for the Gatlin family. Also, Bobby Clark died this week. Linda went to the grocery, came home, found him in the shed behind the house. He was dead. God bless Linda. Pray for her. Pray for Bobby's dear mama, Virginia. It's a devastating death for them and for our church family as well. I love Bobby very much. He's one of the best men I'll ever know. Let's say a word of prayer, and then we'll jump right into the word. God, we praise you. We thank you that through Jesus you have chosen to come and be near us, to be with us. And Lord, we need you. We need you in every moment of sadness and sorrow. We need you in every moment of joy and celebration, Lord. We need you. You know how we need you. We need you to save us. We need you to bring us peace. We need you, Lord Jesus. Problem is, we don't always know that we need you. We don't always confess that we need you, Lord. We try to act like we don't need you. But in Jesus, we know that you have chosen to come and be near us. So, Lord, be with us now. Be with us. Be our teacher in the word. Be the source of all of our joy and the comfort and all of our sorrow. These things we pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 28, familiar words from the Gospel of Matthew, the very, very end of the book. This is what it says. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Sing this one with me. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the that Jesus Christ is born. Isn't that a good one? We'll never know who first sang those words. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. We'll never know. That tune, we'll never know who first hummed that tune. We won't, we can't. That song, we call it Go Tell It on the Mountain. It first appeared in a collection of what they called Negro spirituals in 1909. And at that time, that song was called Christmas Plantation Song. It's a slave song, which means that this song was sang out in the fields long before it was sang by carolers at your door. This song was sang in chains long before we sing it in church. Those slaves, something about the shepherds, I guess, because the song sings about the shepherds. While shepherds kept their watching over silent flocks by night, the slaves in their day were, of course, the lowest of the low in our society, and the shepherds in their day were the lowest of the low in their society. So I suppose there was a kinship, a connection, and the shepherds were out in the field in their day like the slaves were out in the field in their day. Maybe there was a connection there. I don't know, but the irony just somehow gets to me. The slaves sing about the shepherds. The slaves sing about the humble Christ born in a lowly manger. Understand, he was humble, he was lowly, and they recognized that this humble baby, this lowly baby, he could be their Savior. He was their Savior. They could sing of the Savior, and don't ever forget, they sang about the Savior in chains. You could chain their feet, but you could not chain their song. It's in many, many ways the perfect blending of Christmas and the Great Commission. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. It's a gospel song. It is a gospel song. And the reverse is that the slaves sing that we don't sing, and those are the best verses, to be honest. Those are the gospel verses. We don't always sing the fourth and the fifth verse, but the slaves did. They sang of going and telling. And don't miss the fact that they're not going anywhere. Don't miss the fact that in their day, in our society, they weren't even granted humanity, let alone a hearing. If they had something to tell, nobody was listening to them. And yet still, they sang, go, tell it. Go, tell it. It's our Sunday for receiving the Mission One offering. It is a collection. It's our money. We know that giving this $55,000 is the least of what we shall do. We'll do more next year. Of course we will. We'll give more next year. Of course we will. Money's important because money does everything, in the world. But giving money doesn't excuse us from our responsibility to go and to tell. I'm just reminding you that the slaves who first sang, go tell it on the mountain, they were chained in their place, but we are not chained in our place. We can go, we can tell. And the gospel compels us to go and tell. Understand? So those who first sang this carol in slavery, we get to sing this carol in freedom. In their slavery, they dreamed and sang of going and telling, but here in our freedom, understand we can go and we can tell. And because we can, we must go and we must tell and we must give. So this is your opportunity to give. This is our Mission One offering, our annual Christmas offering. I'm proud of this. I'm proud of what we give. I'm proud of what this money allows people to do. It allows us, it allows others to go and tell. So on your feet. As we sing, the ushers will come once more. They'll pass this plate. And I just remind you, everything in the plate this time, everything. You've already given your regular tithes and offerings. Everything in the plate right now goes straight to missions. So give as you have come prepared to give. Can I say a word of prayer? And then we'll sing together. Lord God, we thank you for all those in years past who worked the fields, Lord, and dreamed of going and telling. They probably never would have imagined that old song they sang in the fields as they worked would become a song of joy, a song that would go around the world, a song that would actually would do what they could never do. It would proclaim the Savior's birth to an entire world of free people. Lord, today, help us to go freely, to speak freely, to give freely, because we can and because we must. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for coming to be with us. Thank you, Lord, for being with us in this house today, for all that we've shared, all that we've celebrated, all we've told in this house. But Lord, now let us give, let us go, and let us tell those outside this house that Jesus Christ is born. All these things we pray in Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Stay on your feet, let's sing. One.